On a rather damp Saturday afternoon, the 21st of May, I visited Surrey East Girl Guiding at their fourfold campsite in Westcott, Dorking. Margaret Frostager is chairman of the management committee of Fourfold. Margaret has been involved in girl guiding for most of her life. We discuss the history of Fourfold, the fundraising efforts for its redevelopment, the future of girl guiding, and the search for new volunteers. And I started by asking her to tell me about the event which was taking place that afternoon.
Well, we thought it would be lovely for girl guiding to have a street party to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday. So back in the autumn, we got a team together to put together ideas for a street party. And we have got 340 children and another 80 leaders here today and about 40 volunteers to have, first of all, activities to, with a royal theme for the afternoon. And then we are going to sit down and have a tea party along the lines that the Queen's garden parties are. So there's going to be little finger sandwiches and cake. And during the afternoon, later on, we have our own Queen Elizabeth for the afternoon, who is a lady that has dressed up to try and walk around and talk to the girls. We've taught them how to curtsy, so they're all curtsying to our own Queen Elizabeth. And that will be part of the royal tea party when we sing God Save the Queen, Happy Birthday, Your Majesty. And we're going to cut royal cake.
And the children involved today are from divisions of Girl Guiding Surrey
East. Yes, that, Girl Guiding Surrey East covers the four eastern boroughs of Surrey. So that's Epsom, Tandridge, Reigate and Banstead and Mole Valley. So then we've got children from all over the county here today taking part. And we could have had twice as many. Because there were so many children wanted to come to this event, but we had to draw the line somewhere.
And tell me about the actual site itself.
Well, this is the county campsite for Surrey East. It's a site that was acquired from Girl Guiding London South West, which is the inner city area of Wandsworth, Lambeth, Battersea, that sort of area. They found that it was a bit too far for them to come to try and maintain it. But they're the ones that actually put in the building that you see here today. It is a shed that was left over at the end of the M25 build, and it was a workman's shed at that stage. And it was put in, it literally is a huge shed, or two huge sheds, that were put in on railway sleepers on a bank. And as you can see, one end of the bank is dipping down. And it's not heat, it's not got any insulation in it, so electric heating means that it's basically we're heating the whole environment up. And we've had a proper building surveys done on it, and within 10 years, the end of that building is going to fall off. So about 3 years ago, we decided to take over the site and to start fundraising to replace this building. And so far, thanks to enormously generous people, we've got to £370,000 towards our £400,000 total, which is amazing, truly amazing. People have been so generous. A lot of that money has been raised by brownie units, guide units, who are running quiz evenings and fetes and fairs and car washes and all sorts of things like that. I have an army of ladies that go out to fairs during the summer and do craft and plants and things like that. And a whole set of people who write off for grants and try and get money that way.
So in typical girl guiding fashion, you've had this shed, as it were, and you've made it work up to this point, and you're continuing to do so. You're then all pulling together to fundraise to get this new build through.
Totally. We've just accepted the challenge, and we're going to we have the faith that we can go out and do. We are nearly there. We're talking to a local building company at the moment about the structural drawings that have to be done. And he is drawing up the specifications that will go out to a few local builders, because we're quite keen that the builders in East Surrey should have the work of putting in our building. So we will go out to some local companies probably over the next within the next couple of months and invite tenders to come in. How much would you charge to put in this building? It will be one of these totally environmentally sensitive sort of buildings with heating from under the ground and all sorts of things like that, fully insulated. And it's going to be absolutely fabulous. We've got the planning permission all in place, and it's now the work that is needed to turn that into a reality. Closing down the site, we hope, in the autumn, building for then allowing them 6 months to build, and then next spring having a wonderful party to open up our new facility.
Oh, brilliant. You'll have to invite us back to come and see it. Now, you do have some guests turning up a little later on this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Councillor James Friend and Councillor Hazel Watson. I understand they've also been helpful in trying to get the project off the ground and support you through it.
Well, Councillor Watson is the county council for this area, and Councillor Friend is the local borough councillor in this area. And both of them have been immensely helpful in supporting our application to the county council and to Mole Valley in getting us an award. And the county council and Mole Valley have each chipped in £25,000 towards this, which is ever so helpful. And they're also the sort of people that when they see something, they drop me an email and say, have you seen this? And so they've been very helpful for all those sorts of things. They've been real friends to the site, and that's lovely to see.
And so with this new build, is the demand, I'm guessing, for girl guiding in general, it's still there, isn't it? The demand is there and increasing.
Oh, this building at the moment is used for all bar about 8 weekends a year. So that is 44 weekends. My maths is breaking down today. 44 weekends a year, this building is in use. Plus we have weeks during the holiday periods when people are in here. It gets used during the week for a lot of the local units will come in here and use it. So that might be coming down from the Leatherhead, Bookham area, over from Reigate, in the Dorking area, all coming in here and perhaps having an activity night in the woods. I mean, we've got 11 acres of land here and some fabulous... Well, it's gorgeous here, isn't it? It's a lovely place to be. So they will come in to use it like that. It gets used for trainings for adults because girl guiding is really very keen on making sure we enable leaders to feel that they can do. So we give them lots of training, and so sometimes this is used as a training base. And sometimes it gets used for meetings in evenings as well, because it's a useful central place for people to come and hold perhaps a meeting of 20 people about some issue that needs talking about in the county. So it's a real resource.
And obviously with the increase in interest in girl guiding, you do need the leaders to step up to volunteer and assist as well. How's that going? What advice can you give to people who might be interested in girl guiding?
Girl guiding is such fun. It appeals to the inner child in me. Where else would I have had a go at abseiling before? I mean, I am of a certain age where girls were not expected to run around and they weren't expected to go abseiling and they didn't do canoeing and all that. And during my time, I've had a go at all sorts of things I would never have dreamt of doing because the children were having a go at doing it. So why shouldn't I have a go at doing it? I've learned all sorts of skills and it's been immense fun. There are some such lovely people in girl guiding, all with the same desire to make it fun for the girls, and in making it fun for the girls and having a good laugh with the girls, it's fun for the adults as well. You don't have to have huge skills, you don't need to be experts at anything, you just need to have that will to try and give girls a fun time, and hopefully in having the fun in the games they learn a few life skills. So the fact they can come here and have a weekend, sleeping overnight, they learn together to do some washing up. They learn to do things cooperatively. They might be the first time they've actually had to learn to look after their own things. The older girls might be coming out here and learning all sorts of skills. They might come out here and build back boxes and so on. we've got the space. It doesn't matter if they're making a bit of a mess in cutting up bits and pieces. They might go off and have a look and watch the badgers one night and learn about the habitats that badgers like. So we've got such a facility here that we could use. There is such a lot of support for girl guiding from the organisation. People needn't be afraid that they don't know enough. If you can give an hour and a half a week to helping a lot of girls have some fun, that's all we ask. You can give an awful lot more. And I'm sure the other leaders sitting around the tables are going, yeah, I expect so. You can give an awful lot more. But at minimum, what we're asking for is an hour and a half a week with those girls in that unit, giving them a balanced programme of fun and games. And you can see all these children here are having a lovely time.
And what do you feel about your involvement in girl guiding?
Well, I've been involved with guiding ever since I was seven, when I became a brownie, pretty much. I've worked my way through the whole thing as a brownie, a guide and a ranger. They didn't have rainbows in my day. And I came back to guiding after I was married and I had a daughter, funnily enough. But I wanted to give something back because I had learnt so much when I was younger and gained so many life skills from my experience in guiding that I wanted to give something back and help run the units. And okay, it started off with the hour and a half a week that Margaret mentioned, and it's mushroomed a little from there to a district commissioner and at the moment assistant county commissioner. But it's all things I've thoroughly enjoyed doing, and to be able to be here and see so many girls having such a fun time is just so special, and it really means a lot to me that I've been able to help and give something back to them.
And Melody, what about yourself?
So I was a brownie when I was brownie age, and then I was a guide for about a year and then kind of stopped just due to life. And about a year ago, I started working part-time. I'm only 24, and I just wanted to do more. I wanted to use my free time well. So I thought, well, let's get back into girl guiding, see what I can do. I'm sure there'll be lots to do. So I started about a year ago and I got involved in my local guide unit. And I've just had so much fun with the girls, just making friends with them, being role models for them and just talking with them about their life and what they're doing. And I have been able to just so much more opportunities available to me to just learn loads of skills and just be encouraged by all the kind of older, wiser guides around me. But it's just so much fun. It is a shame that there's not many younger leaders around, and I would encourage anyone that's really interested to find out more, even if you don't have a lot of time, find out what's going on in your local area, because there might be some group that would love your help. Just even if you've got a skill that you could come in and do an evening with the girls, they would really appreciate it. So yeah, I really enjoy whatever we're doing.
I have to say, it's not necessary that you've ever been in guiding to be a leader. Obviously, people who have been in guiding have a certain sense of what it's all about. But guiding moves on with the times. So when I was a child, guiding is very different to as it is now. And it's anybody that's got a love of just doing stuff with the children and wants to give something back to the children. You don't have to be a leader. You don't have to have a daughter. I have two sons. So, you know, you don't even have to have daughters. In fact, it's quite nice if you're in a household of men to do something with girls. We have enormous waiting lists. I live in Hawley. We could open 3 rainbow units in Hawley just like that if only we had some leaders there. We have children on the waiting list that will never go into rainbows because we don't have the space for them. And that knocks on all the way through.
In Leatherhead, we have the Leatherhead division, we have huge waiting lists, and there are loads of girls who will never make it into rainbows because we just don't have the space.
They won't wait until brownies because we just won't grab them. Some of them will wait, but some of them we won't grab, and it was such a missed opportunity for them.
And is this because of the lack of leaders or the lack of available space?
I think it's the lack of leaders, because I think most of us, we have We have a number of dedicated guiding halls that are not fully utilised, so we do have time when we could use them to open new units. But there's plenty of other space as well, church halls, school halls, other places we can have meetings. We could even have open air ones. Very flexible any times. Yeah.
So you just need the personnel, you need the volunteers to get involved.
Volunteers, and as I said before, they needn't be frightened of coming forward that they're going to get lumbered with a unit and not know what to do, because we have the experienced leaders who would love to share their experience and help establish new units. So it's such a wonderful opportunity and such fun, as I said before. And nobody should be afraid of coming along. Just come along and see whether it's for you. It may not be, but hopefully it is.
There are so many new skills that we've all learnt and we've taken into our out of guiding life as well. That it's just amazing what you can learn while you're having fun.
Girl guiding leaders Barbara Abbott and Melody Blundy also joining the conversation. District Councillor for Westcott Ward in Mole Valley, James Friend, and County Councillor Dorking Hills Division, Hazel Watson, joined us at Fourfold to show their support for girl guiding, and I was able to grab a few minutes of their time. I understand you're actually quite heavily involved in trying to help get a new build going at this location.
So that's right. So as District Councillor for the ward, we've been working really hard to get them up to their £400,000 target, all the way through from buying bricks in the new building to working with a lot of the grant organisations, including Prudential Ride London, who have been really generous in supporting this cause for the hundreds of children from all over London and the South East that come to this fantastic facility here in Westcott.
I've also been helping, trying to raise money for the for this redevelopment, which I think is really important. And the County Council has been very supportive, and so have I. This is a fantastic site, and we really want as many young people to benefit from enjoying the countryside and the facilities. And the extra money will improve facilities and make it a more enjoyable experience for young people visiting the site.
And I also understand as well that girl guiding, they're very keen on keeping the building work and all the other amenities local, so to get actual local involvement in looking after this area.
That's right, they've been fantastic. And girl guiding, of course, is one of those things where lots of people come out of the woodwork, don't they? There are dads and uncles and grandparents who've got skills and contacts that they can use, just like lots of other community organisations. Yeah, we're just close to a village cricket club and a number of other good community spirit groups that keep the costs down and really put the benefits in for local people, and in particular for the local children of this area. It's going to be a fantastic new facility. It's going to get a lot more use out of it. The accommodation will be far more suitable to the 21st century. And I know, speaking as the father of a local girl guide, just how much they love being down here. They were down here last night setting up. The enthusiasm, the smiling, the cheering, it really keeps them going on a Friday evening in Westcott.
And certainly the site we have here, all the woodland and the open land as well, it really is a wonderful place for children to live and enjoy life.
Yes, I think there are many children, young people who've got no experience of the countryside, and this gives them an opportunity to run around in open areas and go in the woods and really enjoy themselves. And you know, we want people, young people, to really enjoy the countryside and have a positive experience here.
And I also understand that the new build as well, they're actually looking at using sustainable technologies as well. So again, that's an added step in the learning.
Yes, I mean, it's really educational for young people, and obviously that's the way of the future. We need to have sustainable buildings, and obviously that's fantastic.
It's very much in the spirit of the Girl Guides, isn't it, to make sure that their impact on the local environment is minimised at all stages. And do you know what, when children learn that at this age, then they'll take that through into the generations to come.
Girl guiding is not just about the young. I had the pleasure of meeting Barbara, a woman in her 90s who is still active within the organisation.
They say that it's a voluntary movement till you join, and then you never get out of it. I was a brownie at 7, and I've never come out. And in fact, I ran the same guide company for 46 years. and I stopped in the Millennium, and we had a special party in the Millennium, and I now belong to what's called the Trefoil Guild, which we call it Guiding for Adults, which is people that are interested in guiding, mostly that have been in guiding, and they meet and they have their own units, and we have a really fun programme, so anyone with any sense ought to join the Trefoil Guild, so that's us.
And you're here today helping out at this amazing camping ground, so tell me a little bit about what's going on here today.
Well, the Queen is actually one of guiding's patrons, and so any reason for celebrating the Queen, we like to do it. So this is Surrey East's celebration of the Queen's 90th birthday. So this is our 90th birthday party for the Queen. And what we're trying to do is give the children a really good cross-section. We've got 300 children here, and they're all doing different activities that link to certain things to do with the Queen. For instance, there's a trail, and they have to find all sorts of answers because the Queen was a guide, and she and Princess Margaret were both guides, and I used to be on the guide executive, and once Princess Margaret used to chair the meetings, and we said to her, thank you, and she said, never thank me. Guiding was the only normal thing my sister and I did. And it was the one, and they started a special guide company at Buckingham Palace, specially for them, and brought in girls from the neighbourhood. And as they went right through, and as I said, the Queen is now our patron, and she's very involved in guiding because it was the one normal thing the poor woman did. So, and consequently, a lot of us had the chance. We get invited one or two people each year to the garden parties. And I was lucky enough to get to a big guiding celebration at St James's Palace and was actually introduced to the Queen, which was wonderful. And I've got a picture of me up there, of me actually shaking the Queen's hand, which was lovely. And then I've been to two garden parties. It's amazing what guides introduces you to, because things that you'd never have done otherwise. And I've met most of the royals now at one occasion or another. You know, it just happens. And you go to big celebrations. I was also, as a guide, went to the coronation in the pouring rain. So this is nothing compared to that. And we slept overnight in a guide headquarters, which is in Buckingham Palace Road, just opposite the Royal Mews. And then we were there first thing in the morning. We actually had seats in that round bit outside the palace, so we saw it all going past. So I reckon that got me totally hooked on guiding from then on. So this is why we're celebrating today, because, you know, she's been there for us all this time.
Fascinating insights into the life of the royals and their participation in girl guiding. Wandering around Fourfold, I came across Elizabeth. Not the actual Queen, but for the day, she was pretending to be Her Royal Highness. Your Majesty, I'm honoured to speak to you today. You've taken time out of your busy schedule to come and support the Surrey East Division Girl Guiding, celebrating your 90th birthday.
I'm very pleased to have been asked. I think it's a fantastic cause. As you know, I was a guide when I was younger. And I'm pleased to see that guiding is still going on and is still as strong as ever.
And certainly as a patron, you must be very pleased to see the smiles on the children's faces and the enjoyment they get out of this.
I think it's very important these days that children are allowed to get out and enjoy themselves. And they seem to be extremely happy this afternoon, and I'm very pleased about that.
It was a pleasure to see so many children and adults enjoying themselves out in the open, in the woodland and under gazebos despite the drizzle. I met Brownies Elizabeth, Georgina, Anna and Effie. What do you like about being in the Brownies?
You get to play fun games and make lots of things. You get to choose games which you want to play, do crafts and lots of other activities.
We join up together and it's called a powwow, and we get to decide what we want to do.
Well, so you actually get to make some decisions as a group.
So basically you get to, the head teacher of Brownies goes around in a circle, you tell her what you wanted to do, but if it's too big you get to do another one. One of the suggestions was doing pond dipping or going to the park or playing lots of games.
And so what else have you got today? What's coming up later today?
We've decorated our tea tables, and so we're going to have tea.
We're going to we're going to have a big tea party, and there is a pretend queen, but everyone thinks it's the real queen. We've been making lots of things, such as printing stuff into our hands and making magnets and crowns and things.
Well, we've decorated biscuits. We sort of decorated a magnet for a fridge.
We've been playing with snails, which you have to roll up really quickly, and it's like a race, and playing where there's these tubes and you've got to put the ducks on them and get the water down them to make them go into the pool.
My best bit was making biscuits and climbing trees. It's just been the best part of the weekend.
Do you like being outside in the weather?
Yeah, it's really fun.
And what do you think about going through the woods as well, the trees?
Yeah, because we found a den inside and we sort of played in it a bit.
We've been building dens and making things with the wood.
I would like it a teeny bit more if it wasn't raining, it was sunny.
Wouldn't we all? For more information on Surrey East Division, visit the website girlguidingsurreyeast.org.uk. For Susie Radio, I'm Natalie Osborne.